Mickey?
Well, I can't imagine anyone I'd like to talk to more than you two.
So you're a
nice of you, Mickey.
Lots and lots of friends, but I'm very fond of you two because you really do well. You don't just sit back and, you know. Your motives are the right ones and there aren't many like you.
I get very cross sometimes, Mickey.
Why?
Well, I don't know, I just get cross.
More so, George, you mean?
Oh, everything in general.
Why are you getting bad tempered then?
I don't know.
Perhaps you're not too good.
Mickey, she's not bad tempered. I've never known her to be bad tempered.
Well, what's she meaning?
I get catchy at
times. Why? What for?
She can't do enough. She says she's not doing enough. She's working very, very hard. You know, she said, I won't do this, I won't do that, I don't feel I'm doing enough. All the time. But she's working very hard.
I don't feel I do enough study, actually. So, get down to it somehow.
Hello, that's nice.
Good morning.
Good morning, friend.
How nice to see you again after such a long time.
Ooh.
But I felt it was about time I put in an appearance.
Well, it's very nice.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, quite well.
Oh, good. I just wanted you to know that I was here with Mother, and now that Mother's joined me, this is Mike, by the way.
Yeah,
Mike.
Yeah.
I thought it was about time I put in an appearance. You know, now Mother's joined me, and Roger, I mean, we're all together, you see.
Oh,
and I just thought you'd like to know.
Yes,
and,
yes.
You're on that show, Mother.
Yes, I will.
How
are you getting on? I've heard so much about you and what you're doing, you know. You know, I often think back on those days when Mother used to come and we used to have a chat together, you know.
Yeah.
And you forgot some of my recordings, haven't you?
Right. We'll play them, Mike. We'll send them out.
Yes. Playing them. We're sending your recordings out all over the place. We are now.
It's nice to know that they're doing some good.
Yes.
Because I used to become, I used to come regularly, you know. I mean, I used to be quite a regular communicator, you know.
You did, Mike.
And I thought you'd be interested to know that Mother's very well now, very happy, and she's been resting, but now she's fully aware, fully conscious of everything, and she's so happy.
Well, remember us, too.
Yes, I will.
Yes, Michael.
She had so much to contend with, you know, poor dear.
I know
hers was not an easy life, not by any means, not by any standards. She really always had to fight. She fought for both of us, and her life was really very sad, but she's reaping her reward. She's very happy now, and she's so different. If you could only see her, she's like she used to be in the old days. Of course, looking young and, well, now entering into everything and sort of adjusting herself, and she's thrilled and happy. I just wanted you to know. I felt sure you'd be interested.
Thank you, Mike.
And I always think of you with kindness, and hope one day I may be able to come and talk to you again. I probably will, but I've just... I just felt I ought to pop in and say, well, everything's okay.
Thank you.
Anyway, all the very best to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Michael.
Thank you. Very nice of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you, yes.
I'm not quite sure if you can hear what I say.
Yeah, you're fine.
Very well.
Very well indeed.
There's a whole crisis before here. I'm not quite sure whether you can hear me or not.
Oh, yes, I can hear you quite well.
Are you still there, friend?
Yeah. I find this rather confusing, but that's naturally because it's the first time that I've ever met.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you're doing very well, friend. For the first time, very well indeed.
Hello.
Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
I'm afraid I'm not making a very good job of this.
Oh, yes, you are. You're doing very well.
No doubt I should become familiar with it and try.
Yes, Bob.
And be able to talk.
See what you can do.
Yes, I should say. I find it extremely difficult to collect my thoughts and to transmit them properly through this thing. But no doubt I shall do better as I get more used to it.
Yes, well, I'll see what you can do, friend.
My name is Panik.
Parnell?
Yes, that's
oh,
maybe.
Yes.
Yeah, perhaps it does not ring a bell. Perhaps it's a name that isn't very familiar to you. But I've been here a number of years now, of course. Hello, hello.
Hello.
Yes,
we can hear you.
Can hear you, Mr.
Parnell. Very quite
well. Hmm? Can you give us a call?
Yes, I
think so. Our time has changed considerably since I came over here.
Yes,
there's an entirely different thought in the world.
Yes.
Could you?
Would I come and enter into your earthly conditions? I'm very sad.
Yes, I think it is.
The whole world's living on the very verge, on the brink of disaster.
Yes,
a fear in the world, living through and by fear.
Yes.
Mr. Parnell, can you tell us something about how you passed over and what you're doing now on the other side and what your spirit is like?
I'm very interested in politics,
yes.
But not in the sense that perhaps in the old days, naturally, I have now got an attitude of mind that has changed rather. I'm not interested just in the old country, but the whole world.
Yeah.
There's only one way for the world, and that is to have an international spirit. Patriotism isn't enough now. It's no good thinking about one country, your own country, that you happen to be born in by accident. Here, but now the time has come that one must think internationally. One must forget self. One must forget national spirit. One must think internationally for the good of the whole of humanity. It's the only solution to the world's problems. It's no longer any use thinking about the flag. It's no longer any use thinking that your country is right and your country is more important than the rest. One must think internationally as the only hope for the salvation of the world. When we see the state of the world today, when we see what is happening, it's frightening,
yes,
because the slightest mistake could set off the trigger in which our whole world would be involved, and there'd be no solution. There'd be no solution. There never is a solution with war, but if there were another war, well, there wouldn't be many left to tell the tale, and the world would be devastated.
Yeah.
Even now, there's the risk of accidents, let alone anything else.
Yeah.
We're so afraid of this terrible attitude of mind that exists between America and Russia.
Yes.
The danger there is tremendous.
Yeah.
It's about time that they came to a proper mutual agreement and understanding and worked together for a common good. It's no use having this old idea of things, this national spirit is deadly. You must have an international spirit, a worldwide crusade for peace, every nation working together in harmony. This dreadful business in Vietnam is so appalling that words fail me when I think about it. And it's so unnecessary. It's only through fear, the Americans' fear of communism, they should get out while they're doing good. Otherwise the whole world could be made to suffer, because China is becoming strong, and China could be very powerful, and it could lead to something which once started well. I wonder, doesn't they think about it?
Mr. Parnell, I wonder if you could tell us something about your side of life, what it's all like there.
I'm not interested in your side of life at the moment. I'm much more concerned in trying to get some sort of peaceful attitude of mind between the nations, because as your world is today and what it could be tomorrow,
yes,
that can have an effect on our world too. People don't realize that. But it's true to say that when your world is in such torment and turmoil that it could have, and it does have even now around the earth, tremendous consequences. Earthbound souls that are attractors, and some of the conditions are so dreadful. something must be done, and it must be done quick before this happens. We are so afraid for you.
Yes. The thing is this, these tapes, they all ask us about the other side of life. They want to, and they're the tapes that seem to be doing the most good. People who talk about the...
it's all right. When they get here, they'll find out that for themselves. They should be doing something in a material sense while they're on Earth. It's no good talking about what's coming. If what you want to do is do something about it now. They'll find that out when they get here.
Mr. Pondo, what were your reactions when you passed over, when you found yourself on the other side?
I didn't believe I was dead at all.
Where did you find it?
Of course, I knew all it. I found myself here in a small cottage, but a cottage which is familiar to me because it had an association with my earlier life.
Oh,
it
yes.
was a replica of a place which I'd been very fond of when I was a youth, when I was a young man. I don't know. I'm so upset about the conditions around your life, so concerned with the world, and so concerned with the politics such as they are, which are driving the world to the very brink of disaster. This political attitude, it's as dead as a doodle. Today you can't have that kind of politics. You're acting as if you're living 50 or 100 years ago. It's about time the people rose together en masse and did something about this. These damn politicians, they're stupid politicians. They're a curse to the world.
I quite agree with you.
Yes, but don't you think the mass thinking of people will have an effect too?
Mass thinking of the people, if it's directed in the right way, could do a great deal, because after mass thinking would come mass action. But the papers are in the pay, if you ask me, of the politicians. The papers print what the politicians want. The whole world is run by politics.
You see, 90% of the people don't know this afterlife. This is part of
it. That will come when they get here. I don't
yes,
know why you
don't
keep...
Know that
I don't think that matters. What matters is that something is done now in your world to put it right. You cannot bring children into a world such as yours with no future, no hope. We're pessimistic, at least I speak for myself. I'm more than pessimistic. It's your world that's worrying us, not ours. Ours is all right. They'll find that out when they get here. What they want to do is to do something practical and sensible and intelligent to get your own world right. After all, the people that constitute our world are people who have once lived in yours. And if they come here with the attitude of mind that they have and the atmosphere that's so strong within them is no good, you should see the reaction of something. It's appalling. It's your world that's the problem, not ours.
These tapes do help, Mr. Parnell. That's why we like to know a lot about the other side, you see, because they do help people to think differently.
I'm not here to talk about myself, but I'm here to talk about yours. Let those that come that want to talk about us, I'd like to talk about it to you. But if you want me to talk to you, I'm concerned about doing something about your world. Your world is the world that interests me now, because it's your world that is in such need, in dire necessity. And after all, it's the product of your world that constitutes our world. And if the product from your world is appalling and its attitude of mind is all wrong, then something must be done to put your world right.
Well, what would you suggest? I mean, you've been a politician in your day. What would you suggest now?
Well, I should have thought by now that common sense alone and experience of past wars would have taught humanity that no solution can ever be reached by war, by the use of force. Force is as dead as the dodo. Force is the thing that one must avoid at all costs. And there's no reason at all why they should not come together, the heads of all the different nations, and come to understanding and agreement. And in any case, the first thing that would begin to set the world right would be for America to come out of Vietnam. That is a big explosive danger spot of the world at the moment. And this fear of communism, why there is such fear, I don't know. Because the communists will always make progress. They don't need to go to war. Where there is poverty and dire necessity, there's room for communism. That will grow of its own natural sequence of events and causes. It's stupid to try and fight it, because it must make progress where there is dire necessity and poverty. If they want to avoid communism, then they must pour into the different weaker countries, the poorer countries, money and help and food, not arms, not munitions. You never combat communism with that. It's the most mad scheme, mad thought, and frankly, we're disgusted and disillusioned. Speaking for myself, that is. And I'm sure I'm right when I speak for most of us here. The first thing is to get the Americans out of Vietnam. It's the most explosive spot in the world today. Their whole psychology and policy is wrong.
Well, how would you suggest getting them out of Vietnam?
Walk out, come out, while the going's good.
Yes, but we can't do much about it, you see.
We can't do
much about this sort of thing, you know. We have no authority. What we try to do is play these tapes to influence people, which we find that people, when they find there's an afterlife, they...
Well, if you want to go on playing gramophone records to knock out the din and the noise around you, then it's up to you, but if you want to do, that's no way. Just get the message over to the right people.
Well, now look, Mr. Parnell, you've got a chance of getting your message over. Why don't you put down a good message on these tapes now? And we'll try and get it over to somebody.
These are my ideas, sometimes. But I cannot see that any solution will ever be made by war or threat of war. Surely the world must come to its senses. You've had two world wars, and everyone has suffered. There can be no solution, and with this nuclear power, it's so dreadful, so frightening. I should have thought that common sense would have told people what a stupid attitude it is to go on and on and on like this. The money that's wasted that could be used to build up the world and make it a better place for the coming generations, to feed the poor and the hungry, and help those whose needs are so many. But to waste money, to just pour it down the drain for destruction. You know, it's all very well to say it's deterrent. It's no deterrent at all. We've heard this story for the last 100 years. Sooner or later, those things will be used. It's like talking to the deaf.
No, Mr. Parnell, we agree with you.
I don't mean you. I mean the politicians.
We can't do very little benefit.
They're all... I don't know. It's distressing, to say the least. We are so appalled at the conditions of your world and the terrible, terrible... I'm lost for words to be. And I find it difficult to speak. But I must say that you have, with the work that you're doing, an opportunity to reach many people who I'm sure will listen to the teams, as you call them. But we've got to get to the higher places. But I'm afraid we should never break down this attitude of mind. These people who are clinging to all outworn ideas and creeds and dogmas and heaven knows what else, politically and spiritually. When I think of the church, what the church might accomplish, but it only follows the state. It blesses the guns and it blesses the ships and it blesses the soldiers. Until you have the true Christian spirit and the realization of what Christ really was and is, and the attitude of mind which is so necessary, I don't think there'll be any real progress. The church has failed utterly.
We agree there, very much.
The church carries the Bible in one hand and the sword in the other. I must go. I'm sorry, but this is too complicated for me. Perhaps another time. I'm sorry if I seem a little irritable. It is this thing, trying to speak, and it's something I can't explain. Perhaps I'd be clearer and be able to manage something some other time much better. But we are very upset about the world, the conditions, and the fear, the dreadful fear in the world that man has allowed to come into being through his foolishness and his ignorance. The whole world is in fear.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Mr. Brother. Yes. Hello, Vicky. What? Can I say, look, Vicky, you see, the ones that have talked about the other side of life has changed people's attitude right the way through. We found those struggles. They had a television when they came down. They said they want to know the most things about which they talk about the other side of life. And that's the one that's altered the whole situation of things. It's changed people's minds.
But the point is that some of these people, like this gentleman, they are so concerned with your world and the state of your world and the possible fact that almost any day something could happen, by accident, if not by design. Mm. And therefore, although they're interested to get over things concerning our life, they are more interested at the moment, a lot of them, in trying to do something to stop this and to change the thoughts and ideas of men while on earth. It's no use talking about what is to come until you get your own world right. You see, he's right there. I mean, there's always people talking about they want to know about the other side and they want to know about communication, but you've got to be practical in your world. You've got to do something sensible in your world. Otherwise, it's useless. What's the good of us coming to talk to you about what our world's like when you haven't got your own world straight?
Mickey, the door point is this. You see, when they know there's another side of life, there's another side of the course, they go to the type of worlds and things they are. They begin to change their ideas.
Well, I'd like to think they would, but what I've seen of a lot of spiritualists, it doesn't make much change in them.
Yes, but...
You see, if the spiritualists can't change, and believe me, there's thousands of them who are no better for knowing this truth than they were before. In fact, in some instances, they're damn sight worse. There are exceptions. Obviously, there are some genuinely sincere spiritualists who are interested in spiritual truth. But there's a lot of them. As long as they can carry on their own sweet way and do the things they want to do, oh, well, that's all right. You know, the point is that the truth of the matter is that the spiritualism hasn't progressed to the extent it has because it has no real spiritual understanding of what we've been trying to give them for donkeys yet. The point is that the average spiritualist just isn't really interested in making any alteration in his own way of life, or providing he can get along materially and he knows that everything's going to be alright spiritually when he gets here, he just comes, you know, goes on the old sweet way.
Yeah.
I mean, after all, why is it spiritualism hasn't made more progress? Why hasn't it been able to do lots of the things that, well, one had hoped it might have done? Because the average spiritist, or a lot of spiritists, and a lot of the churches and people involved are more concerned with material aspects. I mean, you take the average church, what do most people go for? To get a message about some mundane material thing. They're not concerned with spiritual significance. If the person who's giving the address or the person who's in trance and someone's trying to communicate from this world, the people start looking at their watches after they've been talking for about 10 minutes, 12 minutes or something. As much as they say, oh, much longer, we want the clairvoyance, they want the messages. And 90% of the spiritualists are no more spiritual than anybody else.
Yes.
In fact, they're worse for knowing and yet not following.
I agree with every word you're saying.
Well.
The thing is this, like Ellen Terry, when she came through and talked that, has changed people's attitude.
Well, I'm glad it has, George, but, you know, we are concerned with your world. It'd be stupid if we weren't. I mean, after all, what he says is perfectly true. It's the people in your world that constitute the people in this world. I'm not talking about the highly advanced souls who've been here for generations or centuries, but the immediate numbers of people that come over, they're coming over with all the thoughts and ideas and what have you from the material world which they've just left, and they know better. You see, that your world is a training ground, and if people aren't learning the lessons, if they aren't doing anything practical and sensible in a spiritual sense to make your world a better place in which to bring up the children and the future generation, then what's the use of all this? I mean, we've just got to get cracking in your world. That's why we come, to get your world put in order.
We do.
I know you do. You try your best, but 90% of the people that come to you, what are they? I mean, when you analyse it, they come and they sit and listen and they have a nice bit of cake and a cup of tea and it's quite a nice afternoon out. And then they go away and pull it to pieces and matter that man and say, you're balmy.
Well, Mickey, listen, Mickey.
Huh.
We've got roots,
you've fallen. Oh, I know you have, but a lot of these people, you know, they've got motives and axes to grind. You've had a few of them. And really, I know you're doing your job and I admire you for it. But some of these people, you know, they want a squid behind them.
Well, we've...
I know, love, I'm not getting at you.
No, but
you know, some of these people, everything's fitting with what they have already got in their mind, their preconceived ideas. Then you're marvellous. All the tapes are marvellous because it substantiates what they preach or teach or think.
Yes.
But my God, if you go one iota against them, God, blimey, your name's mud, mate.
Mickey, this is what's the thing I like sort of come through, is tell them if they will find themselves on the other side, if by doing these things on this earth, by creating war, destruction,
yes, all right, you'll just keep repeating that. I've heard
it.
I know that you get it from time to time, but you can't always expect to get it. And it's just as well sometimes that you have people like the previous communicator who has his own attitude in mind. You don't want people who are going to be sort of repeating each other.
Mm.
You want to get all types because that is interesting too to people. I mean, they say, well, that's interesting, but that person's outlook and that is, you know, different. You know, you don't want, after all, we are individuals over here, though we have a collective thought on the main issues, we still have different ideas. That's what makes our world interesting, or any world. You can't have everybody thinking exactly the light on carbon copies coming through all the time. Anyway, I must go. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you,
Mickey.
Bye-bye, Mickey. Thank you very much, man.
He seems a little bit edgy himself.